I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. We talked about several items on the agenda, including some of the presentations that are kicking off the meeting.
There's one in particular tonight that this is rather interesting. This is something called the Forensic Anthropology Research Facility. And what is this talking about? And what? Give us a little bit of background on this.
Sure. Well, I was approached from the university or by the university a few months ago. They are looking at developing a research facility that utilizes human remains for research. Mm-hmm. I call it a body farm. Those of us that have been in law enforcement tend to use that term. Mm-hmm. And what it is it's a facility that they've located or are trying to locate on current prison property. People donate their remains. They're then laid out in the open for study, laid out in various shapes, forms, mm-hmm. circumstances. And it offers study to forensic anthropology, entomology, archaeology, and law enforcement.
Now, as I understand it, because I have a little bit of background on this from the university, is that they are looking at doing this here in Marquette because this would be one of one or two in the country and really one or two in the world that do cold weather climate kind of things.
That's correct. I've been told there's six in the country, and this would be the first one in the U.S. that's cold weather.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
So how would that work? How is this done? I mean, obviously, it's a facility. I mean, for those that are listening, it's not just you're going to put the bodies out in the woods and see what happens. There's a controlled element to it.
Yes, it'll be a fenced-in, secure area. I'm not sure on the acreage, but it'll be exposed out in the open. And then As bodies are donated, they're laid out in various forms and fashion for study. You know, from a law enforcement perspective, you might have stab wounds, you might have bullet holes, you might have hanging, things like that that sure. that people understand when they donate their remains, it's going to go to this purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's all done very respectfully and within the realm of decency, and it's not a ridiculous thing. So it is very valuable to those that research this kind of thing. And as you mentioned just a minute ago, you know, the cold weather application is rather unique. And there's a lot of excitement in this area, I understand, to develop this mm-hmm. this facility and then study it here in the U.S.
A couple other items under new business also that are there as you're looking at, once again, marina issues are on the discussion. What are you looking at getting done with that?
Well, that's something that's been on the commission plate for years. I was dealing with this when I was the acting city manager about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was in the planning stages then, and it's kind of evolved and maybe been neglected or avoided a little bit since then. And what I'm asking the commission to do here is to approve a plan that we have put together, staff has put together, that although not perfect, is the best that we can come up with to do several things. One, reconstruct Presque Isle. And two, develop a funding source or a funding mechanism that keeps both marinas in constant repair so that we don't have to deal with this again in the future, or a future commission or a manager doesn't have to deal with it. And then the third thing it does is we're done with this mm-hmm. from my perspective, and that
Well, has there not been a plan in place? I mean, has it just sort of been, no pun intended when we're talking about marinas, but sort of a fluid kind of thing? I mean, how have you gotten to this point where you were talking about this 6 years ago and it's still on the plate and commissions come and go and change? And well, I mean, was there no plan? Was there no strategic plan?
There have been several plans, but the problem with most of them if not all of them, was that they're very expensive. Mm. And we're talking millions of dollars in part committed by the commission that would need to be committed. And the rub has been that, you know, the marinas are used by, excuse me, anywhere from 100 to 110 or so users, period. Mm-hmm. Half of which, excuse me, don't even live in the city. So the struggle has been how much of the general fund dollars does the city commission want to pay to maintain something that really serves a very small portion of the community. Mm-hmm. And that's been the struggle. And this plan includes rate increases that will create a maintenance fund or a revenue source to eliminate general fund contributions altogether. And that's what the commission, every commission that I've been related to, has been looking for and asking for. And this will do that. Now, some of the boaters are not happy, primarily because the build out at Presque Isle will not accommodate every boater that's there. Mm-hmm. So there will be some people displaced. I have a plan to take care of that as well. But you know, it's a situation where we've looked at this up and down, sideways, around, and this is the, although not perfect,
a starting point.
It's a starting point, and is the closest we can come to perfection, I think, under the circumstances.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.